B-Pod Studios.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli Show. And the 4 o'clock hour, as always, brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Online, LandisBC.com. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to the people watching us on television today. Big night in the city last night as the Sixers. One game over Boston. I know, maybe we're overreacting, but it leads to a bigger thing. You know, beating Milwaukee in Milwaukee, beating Boston last night when you're behind a whole game, getting clutch plays to win that game last night means a lot. It means a lot for your confidence as a team. So when you go into playoff series, you know you can win these type of games. Let's get back to the phones. Ray in Northeast Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ray.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Ray?
Not much. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so everybody's a little worried about the team not being able to stick together next year, specifically Jimmy Butler. And, you know, it's such a good time in Philly for sports right now. And I think after last night, like being a part of that rivalry and making a shot in that moment, like feeling the hype from the crowd and that post playoff atmosphere, I think that might have put him over the edge. Like I think like right after that, he was just really feeling it. And I wanted to get your take on that.
The place was howling last night. And I had a great deal to do with how that game concluded. When the atmosphere is like that, there's no better atmosphere than a basketball game, that a big game where that crowd is right on top of you and it's just electric in there.
Right. And quick shout out to Villanova. I've never been really a big college sports guy, you know, but you know, I've been a part of that building the dorms on Lancaster Ave for the last 2 years.
Oh, really? Well, that's looking beautiful down there, bro.
Yes, it is. And just a part of that atmosphere, you know, seeing the school and the stadiums and everything. And, yeah, it's exciting, especially last year and now this year. And
Villanova pride. Nothing like it.
Yeah, so shout out to all the Union Building trades over there.
All right, good job. All right, so the Cats against St. Mary's tonight. That's the marquee game that you watch on television tonight at 7:20. You got the Cats. You like the Cats to cover in this game.
Yeah, win and cover. Yeah, I like them.
I like them, too. They have enough experience to cover against this team, but your squad went down. Auburn survives 78-77.
I turned it on, and it was.
What happened? They made free throws?
No.
No?
It's the worst part.
What?
They're down two.
Uh-huh.
New Mexico State's got a kid at the line shooting two. He makes the first one. He misses the second one. But Auburn knocks it out of bounds with 1.1 seconds left. They get a possession. They get a wide open corner three. And the guy from New Mexico shot it almost closer to the foul line than the rim from the corner.
Oh, no.
That's a terrible air ball.
I choked it.
The worst choke ever. He's not getting paid to play, so I won't rip him. But he cost me a couple dollars.
Come on, kid. It happens in the NCAA tournament. That kid will have that to live with for a long time, Tyrone. You should have empathy.
He threw it into the foul line rather than the rim.
You said you should have empathy? That's nice.
He's a college kid. All right, we're playing for New Mexico State, trying to win a game.
No mercy, Ty.
The moment got the best. And Ty's got no flex. I said before.
I'm working on it so hard.
No flex.
Every day I try. I wake up, this is a new day, and I end up being the same old me every single time. It's going to happen one of these days, though. The whole new me.
Let's go to John in Los Angeles. What's up, John?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to talk about something that Tyrone had spoken about earlier in a previous caller with regards to Shake Milton. And I know you're the type of person, once you're setting your beliefs, you can't be moved from it. But don't forget, the Sixers called up Rajah Bell or signed him late in the year they went to the finals. A kid named Troy Daniels played for the Houston Rockets and made a game-sealing shot with about 11 seconds to go, having been on the team for maybe week and a half. So the Sixers, I think, if they don't want to go that route, Boston signed T.J. Brown late in the year. San Antonio signed Glenn Robinson late in the year. And Charles Jones was signed late in the year by the Rockets when they went to the finals and gave them some big minutes off the bench. Is there anyone out there for the Sixers maybe that they can sign for the playoffs.
I don't think so.
That could give them a shot in the arm. Maybe Anthony Morrow, somebody like that.
I mean, who knows? They might have something up their sleeve. There might be a guy that's out there that they think they could. But we're talking about now, you want to bring a guy into a situation and count on him to do something. Like, Shake Milton might have some talent. But he's not seasoned enough to, like, throw him in a role where in the playoffs you're going to get something from him. He's a kid.
Right. But Jonathan Simmons can't make too many shots. TJ, you see, he struggles. But I'm just saying, maybe on the floor with some starters, you get an offensive guy. Patrick McCall, Golden State, he's made huge shots for them. With some of their star players on the floor and go in there and knock down some shots.
All right, now, listen, I can't discount it. You want Shake Milton up and bring him up. What do I care?
Or Cork Maz. I want someone to give him a shot.
Cork Maz is hurt. He's out for the year.
Oh, he is out? Okay, I thought.
Yeah, meniscus surgery. Yeah.
All right, but yeah, we're going to need a shooter, though. Somebody who can knock down.
Well, you're going to need a point guard who can make some shots. That's what they don't have, and that's the situation you're putting Shake Milton in. A point guard can make some shots. Now, in an NBA playoff series against NBA players, when you don't have that kind of experience, I don't know what you can expect. A veteran player who's out there, who's played a little more NBA ball than Shake Milton, maybe. But it's a pipe dream thing. A guy like Shake Milton to come up from the G League and help you out in the playoffs.
What you need is a maybe. He's a maybe, though, on making a shot.
All right.
You don't put him in a rotation.
Whatever. I'm not against it, but you know me. I'm skeptical of miracles happening. And say, all right, bring this guy up, and Shake Milton's going to be the difference for you in the playoffs. It does not happen that way.
They brought Patton up yesterday. Obviously, he didn't play. Uh-huh. I'm saying that Shake on some of these games. And for next year, you're going to have Zaire Smith, who looks like he can play a little bit. He'll be up there with them.
Zaire Smith at least has a little bit more of a pedigree than Shake Milton does.
Shake Milton was a good college player who was injured. He's talented. He was good at SMU. I think he's talented.
I get it.
I do.
You think Brett Brown's going to give him minutes that goes to TJ?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I'm just thinking he should
be on the bench as an option. So he's not in Delaware. He should be in Philadelphia. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying he should be in your top eight.
I'm not against it. Bring him up. What the hell?
Just have a guy there.
Put him on the bench.
I think he can make an open shot. That's what I think.
All right. Bill and Wynwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. You're doing great.
What's up, Bill?
Appreciate the show. The three of you together are really good.
Thanks, Bill.
I wanted to say this. I'm an old guy, and I want to ask X's and O's. I really would like to know what the hell we're going to do about the fact that every time Embiid is stuck on the point guard, that can't go on forever. First of all, he'll be exhausted. Second of all, they're going to make threes over him. And third of all, they're going to make layups, and he's going to bang into them, chasing them down the road.
How many times did that happen last night? Twice? Where they got a mismatch?
Twice. It happened 15 times. I counted because I knew I was going to make this call.
Really? Well,
15 times Embiid was on the point guard by himself in open space.
Was on Kyrie?
He was on either Kyrie or the little guy.
Really?
That was lame, yeah.
All right, so it was on purpose to do what? Keep Ben Simmons out of foul trouble?
Because of the back-to-back, he took a bullet for everybody else on those switches so that later in the game, they would be fresher. Because running around guarding Kyrie, he was rested.
All right, so whatever.
But what I mean is, how can we have the center on a point guard?
Yeah, I think it was a special circumstance. I don't think that's a scenario they'd like to have regularly.
Okay, I accept that.
All right, man. You got people pick apart these parts of a game, and it's a good observer. I didn't realize it happened that much. I saw him a couple times out there.
No, it happened a lot. But in being adjusted, and we can't just dismiss that block with 30 seconds left when he switched on to Kyrie.
He did have a big block. Yeah, it was a great weak side switch.
Right, but he took a bullet because all those guys played so many minutes the night before. Wow. Embiid chases those guys around, creates length on them, and then you hope later than Butler and Simmons and those guys do it.
All right, let's go Bruce in South Philly. Bruce, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bruce.
Goose. Sorry about that, Goose.
Go ahead, Goose.
Hey, I just want to say, hey, what's going on, guys? Good afternoon. And Natalie, how you doing? But I just want to say how impressed I was with Embiid and Jimmy Butler down at the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. A game of all dunks and three-pointers today, and you don't really see the big man at work. It was just amazing to see that big man just go to work, just total dominate.
Yeah, he just bullied their ass last night. He really did.
It was phenomenal. It was one play that stands out where I'm not sure if it's end of the third, beginning of the fourth, where Butler got it to Embiid deep in the post, and I think he had Morris on the block, and he just turned around, just a 3-foot hook shot. It was just simple basketball. Yep. It was just beautiful, man. It was just great to see. And then you add on Jimmy Butler, just like, I don't know what he's doing in the one through three. I don't really care. If you could give me 15, 17 points in the fourth quarter, I don't really care.
And I care. I want him to see. I think that you need him earlier in games to so you don't have to stress yourself out in the fourth quarter.
I get big, but if that's his game, then that's his game.
Yeah, but listen, he's a good enough player to play more than just one quarter.
Well, I can dig that, I agree with you on that. But it's just impressive to see that this guy could just turn that switch on just like that, and next you know, it's not only the scoring that he's doing. Like even in the Charlotte game, where he made the defenders collapse on him, and he found that pass to Ennis for the wide open three.
He's a clutch player. He knows how to play the game. That's why I want to keep him.
It's beautiful to watch, man. And I live in the mountains right now, and I'm like kind of like Philly sick. I don't get the feel the buzz of the city, and I'm on my way back right now. And that's all I'm doing right now is just trying to get this excitement and trying to soak up this excitement in Philadelphia right now, man. It's amazing.
It's very exciting. Now you get the Philly season, very star. You had the guy hit 2 home runs today. Everybody's pumped for that.
I heard that on the radio. So, but you guys have a great afternoon. You guys are doing great, and that's all I wanted.
All right, man. You got it. Thank you very much. Yeah, Bryce Harper, 2 home runs today. Nice. Hit a groove.
We're the city of winners. We're the city of winners.
Yeah, we are.
Eagles get Vinny Curry back.
What a time.
This is the city of winners.
What a time.
It is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go Brian in Delaware. Brian, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Mikey, Miss, what's up, my brother?
What's going on, Brian?
All is well, man. Greetings to your co-hosts as well. Hey, listen, before I jump into the Sixers, have to give you the high school basketball update because the last time we talked, it was before my Abington Galloping Ghosts were taking on Penridge.
They went out to Penridge. I can't believe it.
Well, we beat them in the district tournament, and we actually won the district championship against Coatesville. But you're right, we lost to Penridge in the state tournament. Yeah, that's very painful. So
that is a painful loss, man.
I cannot believe
Penridge playing for the state championship.
Unbelievable against Kennedy Catholic. So. You know,
I've already set that line at -13.5 for Kennedy Catholic.
Okay, good. I'm with you on that one, my brother. That's good. Hey, listen, I got to talk Sixers. And when Tyrone mentioned ML Carr brought back fond memories, I started thinking about Cedric Cornbread, Maxwell, Danny Ainge, and Kevin McHale, and all the guys that caused me to hate the Celtics. I'm telling you, that is back. That feeling is back. And when Jimmy Butler hit that basket, I had to think about the late, great Steve Fedricks. Bang! Okay.
That's right. Steve-O was a play-by-play guy back in the day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they've got such annoying guys every year. Like, Olenek is followed by Aaron Baines. It's like, I see these guys, and it makes my skin crawl. Both of them.
Hey, Mike, I just want to end with the fact that I absolutely agree with you. I want to keep Jimmy Butler. You want to keep this nucleus together. And they're young. And excluding, I think, J.J. Redick, I think all the young core players are in their 20s. So, and the fact that you really don't have a point guard who can shoot, I need guys who can score. Tobias, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, obviously. I want as many guys as possible. And the other thing I mentioned to your producer, I love the athleticism that we now have on the perimeter. I think finally we're able to push back against the Celtics. So that's how they were always able to beat us last year.
Yep.
You know, so this is an exciting time, man. And I would say this, if you're good enough to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think we all would say they have to get there. Well, if you can get there, you can get to the finals.
I got you.
Get there.
Brian, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. How have the Celtics lost that many games? They look like a damn good team to me that's deep. How are they going to get they're going to get the fourth spot or the fifth?
Probably the fifth because the
fifth
faces.
Spot. How have they lost that many games? To Kyrie?
Kyrie
messes him up?
It's a lot of ball watching. Like, you see when they have it cooking, when that ball's moving. In that fourth quarter, that ball's not moving. It's ISO, ISO, ISO,
Kyrie,
ISO.
Kyrie.
Yep. I mean, he makes his first two. How do you go 1-for-11 the rest of the game? How do you take 11 more?
He threw a lot of off-balance shots, too, last night. He was fading back, throwing stuff up. All right, let's go. Let's take the, to the great mind, Brad Stevens. I thought he was a better coach than that. You also, can't handle Kyrie?
Nope, and he's hurt Tatum. Tatum really worked well when the ball was moving. Now Tatum stands in the corner and waits for
Kyrie
a turn.
Kyrie will be gone next year, so whatever. AJ, West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AJ.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing, AJ?
I'm so glad these events happened with the Milwaukee game and the Celtics game. So, one, all the fans that want to fire Brett Brown can now hopefully shut up, eat their words. They did exactly what you wanted them to do. I want to break down these two things, one about our roster construction and one about the coach.
Mm-hmm.
First about the coach. The reason why people like me and us want to give Brett Brown another season is because do you see his record when he has all the talent? When our five guys is up,
they're 7-1.
Could you imagine if we had 82 games to this, what our record would be? I predicted 60 wins. But our record would be amazing if we had this for 82, which is not going to be possible.
Yeah, but it is a small sample size, and you're this is no with no bench help. So eventually that evens out.
So we would love to see our coach with the talent for more games, not just 8 or 10 games, but 80 games. That's why we want to give him another shot. The other thing about the roster construction, every time when I talk about the players we could have drafted, if the Tobias Harris roster spot could have been a Kyle Kuzma or something, we were smart enough to make that pick, which he was on the floor, we passed on him. If we could have had, instead of Jim Butler, Jason Tatum, if instead of Jahlil Okafor, we could have had a Devin Booker, we would have had control over these players. Everybody's worried now, oh, we got to go over the luxury tax. The point of the process was to draft these talented players to make a starting five that you control their future.
I know. Listen, I get you. They made a lot of draft mistakes, but a lot of other teams make draft mistakes, too.
The mistakes
they took took Korkmaz, and they could have Pascal Siakam went after him, right?
Look, my man
he's a good player. He's a good player.
I called for passes. We passed on Kuzma. That's my fault. I know the mistake could be made, but the purpose was we won't have to worry about this. But I hope everybody can see now the team is great, and we should go over the luxury tax to keep this team intact. Don't get rid of Jimmy Butler. Keep the coach. Let this ride for 80 games. I guarantee you we'll win 60 of them.
All right, AJ, I hope you're right. The only thing I think of is that when I see things like they beat Milwaukee and they beat Boston last night, I can't lower my expectations now and say, okay, they're entitled to lose to Toronto in the second round. I can't do that now more than ever. Now that I've seen these last two games, that would be like a bitter disappointment now if they lost in the second round, right? Even more so.
Absolutely. No, it's finals or bust now. I guess I'll go with you. Game 7 in Milwaukee. If they lose by 3 and Greek Freak goes off again, then what can you do about it? But I'm thinking finals.
All right, Dave in Philadelphia. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Real quick, I just had a couple of few points. I'm pretty much, we kind of know what this team is, so we don't really have to question too much. We know exactly what they are right now, and come playoff time, we will come to find out just exactly who they are truly. But I just had a couple questions. As far as, number one, do you think Butler is our closer and will be our closer?
Yes. I mean, he's proven that. He's got the most guile down the street. And Embiid's going to close, too. I mean,
absolutely.
But Butler is the guy that has shown that profile. Who else would it be?
Right, I agree. I mean, besides Embiid, but when we're talking about somebody who can actually have a little bit more ball control, I feel like Butler is that guy for us. And another question is, when my man Embiid got thrown on the ground there, do you think he overreacted a little bit? Not overreacted in a sense where, of course, you would want to push the guy back, but come playoff time when you know guys are going to try to, you know, get you out of your zone and, like, get you to get ejected, do you think he reacted?
Man, if somebody pushed me like that and I fell down, what am I supposed to do? Like, take it?
I'm just saying.
Hey, you come right back at him. You hope your teammates save you, but you got to come right back at him.
I looked at it as, like, he knew people were going to break it up. But do you think, like, come on, in a playoff game, do you risk a technical and get thrown out the game?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, you do. You got to come back at the guy.
All right. I don't know about risking my
family. Listen, the guy who does that is going to get the flagrant, too. You're just coming back at him. You're not going to, you know, unless you land a punch. But right, you got to come back at him and go, that's not going to happen with me.
Right, but
you're never going to get to him. There's too many people in the middle. You're not ever going to get to the guy.
Right. And my last question is, how do you feel about the scores being this close? Like, do you feel like the defense is, you know,
it does not matter to me one bit.
As long as we win, right?
Exactly. You know, the NBA is a game that counts wins. They don't count like how much you win by.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, when we play a little bit more tougher teams in the playoffs, and we looking at maybe overtime, you don't think us being an inexperienced group together, you don't think we can combat in that?
You worried about overtime now, Dave?
I'm just inventing stuff to worry about, brother. I'm worried about everything. I'm not worried.
You're like a worry wart.
Look, man.
What happens in overtime? Man. What happens if Embiid gets pushed again and comes back? Come on, Dave, enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, brother. All right, man.
Come on. Well, you think they have to save the guy on overtime? Yes, I do. They got enough clutch players to win in overtime. I don't worry about getting into overtime with somebody.
By the way, they have the best record in the NBA in close games. Close games are games at 5 minutes.
It's because you got buckets.
Yeah, they're 70%. They have literally the best record in the NBA in close games. Those are considered 5 points or less with 5 minutes left to go.
And you got buckets, and you got a guy that's going to get you the rebound when they miss.
Yep.
That's the key. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's on NBC Sports Philly. Back after this.
Here they come. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. Sixers beat Boston last night, 118-115. Jimmy Butler had the game-winning basket.
Jimmy with the dribble. Jimmy loses it. He almost fell out of bounds. He shoots it. It's good. He made it with under 5 seconds to go. Jimmy Butler has come up huge.
Joel Embiid had 37 points and 22 rebounds. They'll face the Hawks on Saturday. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7:30. Eagles are signing old friend Vinny Curry to a one-year deal worth $2.25 million. NCAA Tournament Madness begins today. Villanova will face St. Mary's tonight at 7:20. You can listen to that game on 6:10 a.m. Bryce Harper hit his first two home runs as a Philly today against the Blue Jays in spring training. Flyers face the Blackhawks tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 8:30. Need additional staff to support your month-end project? Account Temps has you covered. Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals. When you need them, visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We talked about Landis block and concrete. Look at your backyard. You probably got some bushes and maybe a couple trees. Yeah, it looks nice, but it's not what it could be. That's why you call Landis block and concrete. Get some ideas to build your backyard into a backyard paradise. You can do so much with it. You can sit out there with friends on weekends and just relax. You can set up an outdoor kitchen or bring your TV out there and watch a game on an early fall weekend. Give my guys at Landis Block a call. Start getting some ideas. They're the idea men. Landis Block is your resource center for all outdoor living. If you've got imagination, space, and a budget, Landis will help you figure out what you can do. You can put a fire pit right there. And they have easy-to-assemble grill and fire pit kits that you can do it yourself. Or they can get you a contractor to build a really substantial project. So just get outside in the springtime. Don't waste away your years with a big backyard you can't enjoy. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com and start imagining your dream backyard. That's LandisBC.com. It's Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradises. Mike Mussinelli Show. Time to update our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Yes, Mike, it is time to update the Twitter poll. And that Twitter poll today is, with the Sixers beating both the Bucks and the Celtics, do you think they can make it to the finals? Over 1,200 votes on this. 79% say yes, 21% say no.
Very smooth cover. There.
I just got back in. I had to run down the hall.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm here.
It's all right. I put you on the spot.
No, I should know.
Jimmer Fredette's back in the NBA, Tyrone. Remember Jimmer?
Yeah.
College Player of the Year at BYU in 2011. A dominant scorer who I said can never play in the NBA.
You were right.
Yeah, but he's back.
Well, sort of.
He signed with the Suns.
Yeah, come from the Chinese League.
He's 30 years old now. He was the 10th pick in the draft. Way back when.
Yeah, that he was the actual the star of an early episode of Sixers Outsiders. Before the Jimmy Butler trade, yes, because fans were saying over and over again that the key to the Sixers championship wasn't Jimmy Butler, wasn't Tobias Harris, it was Jimmer.
And you signed Jimmer?
And I responded with no, and became a big thing.
Because
I didn't think Jimmer was the difference.
You're anti-Jimmer?
Well, do you think he was the difference in the Sixers being a championship-level team when they still had Rocco and Dario?
No.
Just add Jimmer and you got a title team?
No.
Come on.
Gary in Southampton. Gary, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gary.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Gary?
I don't want to run on Tyrone's parade, but do you know Tyrone? It was a three-point foul shot the guy had on New Mexico.
Three-point foul shot?
Yep. He missed the first, got the second one. Missed the third.
Oh man!
And then it went out of play, and the then they retained the ball again, but they missed it on the
tough way to lose for the Aggies.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. I just wanted to mention I saw Bryce Harper's both at bats and you know the home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was impressed with the left-handed.
Stayed right on it. Pitcher. He barreled it. Were they long smashes or they were, you know, just contact home runs?
Yeah, they were contact.
Okay.
He just had a nice swing, you know, really. I mean, but there again, the wind was blowing out. You could even hit.
Oh, they were wind blown home runs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Wow.
First, the game was there.
That's all right. That's all right. He got it on the barrel. That's all I care about.
There you
and
go.
They were both the right field. He had been late on a lot of fastballs.
A lot. And a couple weeks ago, I enjoyed the story that that Lenny told you guys about that one guy. And I forget what the nickname, but I almost went off the road listening to that story about that guy and his wife. So you remember you mentioned that?
What story was that?
That La Rosa mentioned that one guy. He was married to a guy, this woman, and he mentioned something. You mentioned some type of nickname.
Yeah, huh? I don't remember what you're talking about, unfortunately.
No?
Yeah, my memory goes from day to day. I don't know what I'm talking about from one day to the next. Gas man in Southville. Wait, hold on.
Well, I know what
you know
about.
What story he's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
When you were talking about the story you couldn't tell. On the air.
Story I couldn't tell on the air?
Yeah, but with the, donuts. But you couldn't tell.
Oh, donuts.
How could we forget that?
Yeah, and then you gave the nickname the guy at the wedding where he grabbed the microphone and wasn't kissing his wife.
12 donut.
Donut Duke. Yeah, then the other friend.
Wedding. Wedding Ruben.
Wedding Ruben.
Because of the cold sore, he wouldn't kiss his wife.
Yes.
That was the nickname thing.
Yes. That's right. Okay, now anyway. He's talking about. All right, there's one open line, 610-632-0975. Let's go. Gas Man is back with us. All right, go ahead, Gas Man.
Mikey Miss, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, bud?
Nothing. A friend of mine who you know, South Philly Santa, wants to say hi. So
oh, South Philly Santa. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Well, now you know this is a season right now.
It is. I mean, who's South Philly Santa like tonight?
Well, I'm going to get to that at the end.
Okay.
Couple things first. Okay?
All right. Go ahead.
So the game was great last night. The gas man usually goes to sleep because he's out charting all day, picking out winners. So I decided to turn on that show that Tyrone's on, Sixers Outback or whatever.
Outsiders. Sixers Outback.
He does really. Tyrone's really, really good. But who is that dime sitting next to
him? Oh, that's Crystal Rich.
She's good. Not only is she smart, she's a dime.
She
Don't
is.
Think you said Tyrone, but. I didn't even see you on the right. She's a dime. But
she's a very attractive lady.
Oh, Maron. She's the best.
Oh, Maron.
Here's what I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Now, we chart all week, and this is our season here. I'm going to give you a line move. Nova opened up 5.5-6. It's down to 4.5. If you can get it at 4.
Uh-oh. Are you touting the Gales tonight?
I want you to say it because you're smart and all I do is play line moves. So if you're a gambler, what do you play tonight?
That sounds like Gales.
Dime, 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 Mike.
Send it in, Mike.
No. Did Nova like could go down tonight outright?
Well, I want your advice.
I liked Villanova in the game. You do, I pay attention to line moves too, Gas Man.
Can you release your lock of the day today?
My lock today was, let me see. I gotta look at it.
Well, release it by the end of this show. Tyrone's doing a great job.
All right. You got it, buddy. All right. Wow, the line move on Villanova St. Mary's, Tyrone.
I still like Nova. These college lines are weird early. People bet Yale was...
It's down to four.
People were betting Yale like crazy early. They didn't win the game.
What's on tonight? All right, you got, let's see, these lines. Murray State, Marquette. I like Murray State in the game. Marquette's a three-point favorite. That'll probably be my special for tonight. Florida, Nevada. Interesting game here. It's a Florida line. Nevada, 29-4. A mere 2.5-point favorite over 10th-seeded Florida.
That's Florida.
I think the Gators may pull it off. Kentucky, 20.5 over Abilene Christian. I have no opinion.
So stay away.
No opinion.
Yeah, stay away from that.
Gonzaga, 28.5 over Fairly Ridiculous.
I like Fairly Ridiculous.
Do you?
But it's still a stay away. You can't touch those 28-point lines. That's a stay away.
Michigan, 15 over Montana. And I think Seton Hall actually upsets Wofford.
I agree with you.
All right, let's go Scott in Pottstown. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Scott?
I wanted to see if you could put like a qualifying question with your screeners.
Mm-hmm.
If someone calls in and wants to talk Sixers, can you ask if like Robert Parrish was a Celtic the last time they watched the Sixers-Celtics game? I can't stand these Sixers fans who are talking about Embiid shoots too many threes and...
Well, I didn't say that today.
They were saying that today. I mean, I've been on hold for a while, but
they were saying when he shot 13 the other day, that was a lot.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot, but I hear it after every game. It doesn't matter if he shoots three. It's just these people who are hung up on this NBA that doesn't exist anymore. Like I don't love it either. I like center and point guard driven basketball, but. Like, Ben Simmons doesn't need to do anything. It'd be great if he had the jump shot, but he doesn't need to. He's shooting, like, 70% from the line now. And B doesn't shoot too many threes. It draws the defender out. It opens up the paint. They don't need to run pick and roll. It clogs the paint. Like, everyone's just so hung up on this old NBA, and they can't get over it.
All right. You got your opinion out there.
Yeah, I did.
All right, man.
Anyway.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I just wanted to lecture the modern day people about today's NBA.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, but I don't want him shooting 13 threes. I understand that there are a lot of advantages for him to stay out there. I get them all. All right. You can't like get your butt down low every possession. And he does too many things. He's got great footwork to be able to beat guys that are trying to guard him up top. And that frees up a lot of other things. So, but I get his point.
Speaking of Embiid, I got a stat here.
Mm-hmm.
Last two games, 77 points, 37 rebounds, 10 assists. He's the first player in the NBA to do that since 1972, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right.
First Sixer to do it since Wilt in 1968.
Wow.
So this Shaq, all those centers, Olajuwon, never had two games like Embiid just had in their whole career.
We're getting some reports that those home runs were far from windblown.
Yeah,
from
like
Harper.
The second one cleared both center field fences. That's not wind.
Good.
Yeah, that's not wind.
All
yeah, they're saying it. And same with Realmuto's. They say these are blasts. It wasn't windblown.
All right. 610-620-975. Two lines are open. If you want to climb in, you're at the game yesterday, describe the experience. What did that game say to you about the Sixers and the upcoming playoffs? Mike Masnelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic. Getting an email from a smug Boston fan. Obviously, you're reeling from last night's loss. As a Boston fan, it is very entertaining listening to you guys today. Question. Seeing Joel can't play all out like that for two straight, what makes you think he can do it for the entire playoffs? Just wondering. Keep up the good work. You guys are cute. Tell Tyrone we know the real city of winners. Or champions, actually. Cheers, Jake. Hey, Jake, you lost last night, bro. I know you took it hard. You lost. You think you're going to lose that game. You lost the game. I understand your frustration. I understand that your squad's going out in the second round. Not going to happen this year, brother.
See,
Last time the Patriots played the Eagles, I know what happened with that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Last time they played, I saw what happened in that game.
I got two words for him. Red Sox. All right? Leave the basketball alone.
Well, and I find it funny that Boston fans, you know, they win, they lose one game. Yeah, you've won all these games, but they lose one game, and they're emailing you, and they're all upset.
Yeah. Sure.
They're spoiled, and that's why they're like, oh, we didn't win one game. Wow. Grow up.
Good luck watching the NBA. Where are you going to watch the NBA Finals? Boston Pub? Cheers, maybe? Go over to Cheers.
You got a lot of TVs at Cheers. You watch the Sixers Warriors.
Stay
there.
Yeah. Norm. Norm will be there.
Hey, Norm. Put it on my tab. Put all these drinks.
What's the mailman's name?
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
I watched every Cheers. Name. No. I watched every Cheers.
Yeah, come on, Ty. You know this. You're the sitcom guy.
I hated him. That's a terrible character. I'm blaming.
All right. Derek and Trent. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eric.
Cliff was the mailman.
Who was?
Cliff.
Cliff. That's right, Cliff.
Hey, Cliff Grifford or something?
Yeah, Cliff. Cliff Clavin. Cliff Clavin. Hey. Yeah, that's good work,
Eric.
How
you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I ran into a buddy of yours, Steve Landolfi.
Oh, yeah.
When you want to come out and play some golf so he can win some of that.
He's actually a good player. He's a former golf pro, I think.
Yeah, I know. He gave me a few pointers.
Did he?
Yeah. And then, Todd, yesterday you said that the Star Spangled Banner was lame. Well, the guy wrote it while he was in the Yes, you know, watching the battle go on. Why is it lame?
It's not a good song. What do you mean to say?
It's not a good song.
It's not a good song. I wish we had a different song.
It's a fine song.
God Bless America is a better song. America the Beautiful is a better song. Star Spangled Banner is a bad song.
It's a fine song.
It's not.
My man, that little kid played it again last night on the guitar. He ripped it on the guitar again, that kid.
My kid.
Oh,
good.
His name? Taz?
Taz.
Yeah, oh, my God. He's incredible. I want to go see him live.
Taz can wail.
Yeah, I think so, too. But that's okay. You know, everybody's got an opinion.
Yep.
And then the Sixers, do you think that might have been Brett Brown's plan to have Butler take over at the end, or do you think it was just cahoots between him and Joel?
I think that Butler takes it upon himself, and they orchestrate plays for him. I think Brett Brown knows what kind of a player he is in the fourth quarter, and he relies on him. Might as well go to his strength.
Oh, no doubt. He's been awesome.
He's glad to assume that role. I would like to see him a little more engaged earlier instead of waiting until the fourth. But that's just a minor complaint I have.
I agree with that, too. And then I got something for Natalie. Confucius say to get a tissue to dance, you must put a little boogie in it.
To get a tissue to dance, you have to put a little boogie in it.
I actually have Jimmy.
Which you started yesterday.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry,
Jimmy. I have Jimmy Butler's comments about what he told Joel.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's hear it.
I told Joe, you know, back to back, to please get me to the fourth quarter. I promise you, I will make shots in the fourth. And I just so happen to do it.
Well, there it is. He explained it. Oh, was he on with Serena last night?
Yep. He was on with Serena, and then he reiterated in the post game press conference that he had a talk with Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Get me to the fourth. And I'll take care of business, and Joel did his part.
I like it. At the end, there was a little conversation, and was it Joel and Ben? And they were laughing at the end of the game?
Yeah, sitting on the bench. Yeah, it was.
No, they were on the floor. And he turned to them and said a little something, Ben laughed.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Good camaraderie. It's good to see Ben laugh.
They're getting along better. Noticeably.
Yeah. Jim in Atlantic City, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jim.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jim?
My question was, I think we're going to be playing Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Toronto would have home court. Obviously, they don't have Valanciunas anymore, but they
Why do you think you're going to play Toronto in the finals? The way it's lined up now doesn't look like
it. I just think Milwaukee with the two injuries with Brogdon, Mirotic, and I don't think the Celtics are going to get there. I think we're going to wind up, you know, I'm just saying, playing Toronto and 7 games, they have home court.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would happen? Do you think we'd beat them?
I would expect the Sixers to beat either of those teams right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even with Kawhi, you know, shutting down Ben all the time.
Yeah. I'm confident that this team is like their starting five. They're going to have to push the limits on their minutes, but this starting five, I think, can outmatch anybody they're going to play. I fully expect them that they can win this East.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. Yeah, the Bucks are up by 2 games on the Raptors. So it's possible.
Their last 10, the Bucks are 5-5. The Raptors are only 6-4. So
it's possible the Raptors get that spot. And the Sixers play the Bucks in the second round.
I can live with it. I actually prefer that.
All right. It's good. Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
What's
Dean.
Going on, Mike?
What's up, Dean?
Hey, my thing is, I loved it. I loved every moment of it. And see, here's the thing about it. People are always projecting because of the past. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the past, you had Ilyasova and Bonelli, and they were good, you know, heroic players. But then they couldn't slide. They couldn't get the space in there. You saw last night.
Yeah.
And with Jimmy Butler and Tobias being veterans, calming Joe down from that little incident.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting them focused on the task at hand.
Yeah. It's a much better team. It's a more secure team.
Right. And even though Brad Stevens is a good coach, but, you know, you see how everybody was talking about Tatum all the time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you put pressure, as soon as you make him work for his shots and then play and put defense on him, that's when you get the real test. Even Kawhi had the long walk after Jimmy started making him work.
Yeah. Tatum got buried defensively last night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, more competition on them. But I'm loving it. I think we can beat anybody if we stay focused.
Yeah, plus Tatum didn't go to the free throw line either last night.
No, and then, you know, and what impressed me is that Ben saw a need, when he goes to the free throw line now, you see that he makes a point to try to make his shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I just back up. But I'm so excited, man. I think that we have to continue to stay focused. And people are talking about coaching and stuff like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
You hear Brett Brown, the Brett Brown chatter.
Yeah.
But you know, with all his flaws, he's winning.
They're 7-1 with this lineup, right?
Exactly.
So you got to trust it.
And I couldn't, last night, I couldn't go to sleep until Sixers outside, man.
Yeah, it's because I had Sixers Outsiders. Was it? I was in traffic. How the Sixers Outsiders go last night?
You know what I like about it, Mike? You got people underestimate the women in sports and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You got Natalie there, uh-huh. who's very knowledgeable, and you have Crystal and Ty and them, who she brings so much energy to the show. You can't. I mean, how could you go home? I couldn't see until after Rapid Fire. This little segment they have.
What do you have?
What's Rapid called? Fire is the last
rapid
segment.
Fire, yeah, last rapid segment fire is that where you go to the?
We go to a lot of tweets. We go go through of them rapid fire,
and you rip people, basically.
Well, that's not what it's designed for, but that ends up happening a lot. But that's more my character.
You get frustrated.
Yeah,
you're frustrated at it's stupid tweets.
Yeah, and my job is to look at all of them.
You got no flex.
Yeah, but it's the job is to look at them all. So imagine being forced to look at all those tweets about.
Are there like a couple people that really are trying to get under your skin like consistently?
They're
Have
gone.
You noticed this?
I can't see them anymore. There are people who try. Oh yeah, there's some people who are like kind of famous who do it to try to get a free commercial for their stuff.
Oh really?
Yeah, I just mute them. They just go away.
Really?
Yeah. So no, I don't. They don't consistently because I don't allow it. They're
all
gone.
All right, big 5 o'clock hour is ahead. Mike Masnelli Show, here's how you get in. There's two open lines, 610-632-0975. I hope I can make it through 5 o'clock hour because I'm feeling a little low. I think I got what Anthony has.
Probably.
Well, you guys share that whole area.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm not feeling that good.
I'm trying to give you a little extra today.
I'm trying to gut this out.
Did you wipe it down?
No, I didn't.
See, I'm going to bring in the wipes tomorrow, but it's a little late.
All right. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.